You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about knowing and believing the love that God has for you. And in particular, we've been talking about finding our identity in Jesus. Now, part of being able to do this, you have to make the word personal exactly the way Paul did. Remember, we read out of Galatians 2:20, I believe it is, that I was crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Even though it wasn't written yet, John 3:16, Paul was basically taking that scripture and making it personal. Again, Paul was a fellow just like we were. He came along after everything was done. And yet he was very personal about this, who loved me and gave himself for me. And you're going to have to do the exact same thing. You're going to have to take these words, take these teachings, and make them personal. That's the reason that I strongly encourage you, especially as we're trying to get our identity in Christ and understanding. You know, when I first got started, honestly, if the Lord permits, the next thing we're going to do is talk on faith. That's where I kind of got started. I got started in faith and in covenant. And it was a good thing I did get started in covenant, because I began to understand that God was a God of integrity, a God that would keep his word and things. And it was good, because I honestly, even though I knew about the love of God, I did not believe God loved me. And that's why I honestly have come to believe that this is one of the foundational messages, and that really in order for your faith to work, and I think we've looked at that about faith working by love, but in order for your faith to work, you have to get established in how much God loves you. Because before, for me, faith was very difficult, because I was always feeling as though I had to convince God to help, convince God to move, convince God to keep his word. And I didn't realize that his word was actually given to me because he loved me. That's the reason that he promised, is because this is what he wanted me to have. And so that's what we've been kind of going over. Now, I strongly encourage you to go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com. And there you can listen to these messages over and over again. We've set them up as podcasts. You can get these things delivered to you. In addition there, though, you can also sign up for the daily devotional. Everything I'm talking about now is free. Because the partners, when you give, if you're a partner with this ministry, or if you're considering becoming a partner, it is your giving, even if it's just $5 a month, that makes it possible for us to give our materials free. But even if you don't give, you can go right now to KurtOwen.com and sign up for a free daily devotional on the love of God. Now, it changes with each time. Right? People say, well, if Kurt receiving the devotional. Well, honestly, I write 31 of them on the particular subject normally, and I do write them personally. Amy helps me edit them, and Sean helps me edit them, but basically they're personally written by me, and I need editing because you wouldn't understand it without it. But those things that's what they're there for. So if you're not receiving them, it's just because I only wrote 31 on that particular subject. But you'll go there, you can sign up for the daily devotion, you can get the podcast. In addition, though, in particular, on the love of God, we've had several conferences just on knowing and believing the love of God. And so there's lots of messages on there that are like an hour long that are designed to get you grounded in this so you can hear it, saturate yourself in these things. Because again, this has to become part of your identity. People say, well, my identity is in Christ. I understand that. But our identity in Christ, you've got to be clear that part of that is your identity in his love for you. Not only that, let me encourage you in this. Don't just call him Christ. There's people out there today claiming to be Christ. Talk about who we're referring to, Jesus. This is the reason that a lot of times, even though I talk about knowing and believing the love of God, I'm talking about our Heavenly Father. I'm talking about the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Father. And the reason I bring this up is because there's a lot of out there, when people say God, you have no idea what anybody's talking about. They could be talking about some esoteric force in the universe. that just goes throughout the universe, like the Force in Star Wars, or you could be talking about Hare Krishna, you could be talking about the God of the Muslims, Allah, in any of that, but he's not any of those. I'm not talking about any of that. I'm talking about the Father, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the only true God, okay? And again, I'm making sure that you're clear on this. There is no way to the Father except through Jesus. Now, I know a lot of times people say, well, Jesus was, he was a way shower and all this other stuff. Listen, he was either who he said he was or he was a con artist. He was either who he said he was or he was completely and absolutely self-deluded, egotistical, mental nut. He was a crazy fella if he wasn't who he said he was. Because you can't take his teachings, and the same Jesus that said, turn the other cheek, is the same Jesus that said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes unto the Father except for me. He also said this, if you have me, you have the Father. If you don't have me, you don't have the Father either. And so it's important that we talk about Jesus. We talk about this with all of our ministers. Again, I want to invite you to our ministers' conference on November 9th. It'll be a blessing to you and stuff. November 9th, you can go to KurtOwen.com for the particulars. But this is the reason, because I've been to churches where they didn't want to talk about Jesus, right? In fact, I remember one time it was one of the largest churches in our area. This guy walks up to me and he says, hey, are you a pastor? And I said, yes. And he said, well, you know, I go to this church over here, and I love that church because, you know, I'm Jewish now, and I understand they're Christians, but all he does is talk about God. He never brings up Jesus. And isn't that awesome? Because really, it's all just about God. No, it isn't. I love being in that church even though they're Christians because I don't have to hear about Jesus all the time. And I told the Lord, I said, I don't want to pastor a church where he's comfortable. I want him hearing about Jesus. I want him confronted with the reality of who Jesus is. Because, again, you can talk about God, and that does not mean, and please, I'm going to say something here that's going to anger a lot of people, but I don't care. It's true. We are not all children of God. People say, well, we are all God's children. No, we ain't. Unless the Bible says that there are children of darkness and children of light. The only way you become a children of light, a child of God, is to accept Jesus. And today, Michael's going to give you an opportunity to do that. It's not complicated. You don't have to earn it. But you can't look out at the world and say that we're all God's children, because we're not. Now, that doesn't make us better than any... Well, I say it doesn't make us better than anybody else. In fact, it actually does, because when you receive Jesus, you become a power plant. You are wall-to-wall Holy Spirit, and that makes you better than anything. But here's the truth. Just because you're better, that's not the... You know, a lot of times people take that, and they just want to use it to condemn people. Jesus himself didn't come into the world to condemn people. But he came into the world that through us, through Jesus, we might be saved. And when you become better, that is your obligation to help those that are not. Not to run around and pick it and condemn and want to point out everybody's shortcomings. That's not what our master did. Why would we do that? But you do have to accept Jesus. And your identity needs to be in Jesus and his love for you. Now again, we were looking here in Matthew chapter 3. And it says this. This is Jesus is baptized. And it says, verse 17, 3:17. Suddenly a voice came to heaven. From heaven, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Now, here's the thing. He is told he is not just a son, but a beloved son. We talked a little bit about that. Now, remember, yesterday we talked about the importance of the pastor's office, so we kind of off track, so I'm trying to remind us where we were at last week. That and let me say this about you. You are not just a child of God. You are a beloved child of God. That God didn't just accept you. God is in love with you. God wants to spend time with you. God wants to be a part of your life, and he wants you to be a part of his. He's in love with you. And so this is when, and when he's finally tempted, when he goes up into the mountain to be tempted in verse 4 of 4:4, it says, that's Jesus speaking. In verse 3, when the devil's speaking, it says, now when the tempter came to him, he says, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to be bread. One, he is challenging his identity. This is one of the first things that's going to happen to you. But it's also interesting, he doesn't bring up the fact that God didn't just say he was his son, he said he was his beloved son. And you need to realize you are not just a child of God, because there are many people who say, well, I know I'm a child of God, I just think God's mad at me. What's the problem? You are not established in the fact that you are a beloved child of God. That right here, right now, you are being loved by your Lord Jesus and by your Father. Right now, Almighty God is in love with you. Listen, this is the reason he wants you to become his child, so that he can pour out his love upon you, so he can pour out his blessing upon you, so that you have accesses to the promises of God. You know, the Bible says that it is only through Jesus that all of the promises of God are yes and amen. And listen, God is not asking you to clean up your act. He's asking you to receive Jesus. So that you, now, does he already love you? Yes, but he wants you to become his child. He wants you to become his family. Why does he want that? Because he's in love with you. And so you need to make a decision today, right now in this moment. Michael's going to give you an opportunity that you could receive Jesus and make Jesus the Lord of your life. Become a child of God. No longer be a child of darkness. Step into the light. And again, it's not hard. You don't have to do anything but believe and receive what Jesus has done. But then you do not just become a beloved, you become a beloved child of God. And you don't just become a child of God, you become a beloved child of God. And I like to say it like this, that you are being loved right now. Won't you allow God to do this in your life? Listen to Michael right now. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured. Listen to Michael.
Kurt Owen wants you to know that God really loves you. He sent his son Jesus as a substitute for you. He took on your sins so you would not have to pay the penalty for sin. He also took on your sickness, disease, and injury so that you would not have to suffer from them. In order for you to receive the benefits of this redemptive power, you simply must accept Jesus as your Savior and make him your Lord. This is an easy and simple thing to do and will have wonderful eternal effects. All you need to do is believe that he is alive and that he loves you. If you want the power of the living God to change your life from the inside out, simply repeat this simple prayer. Jesus, please come into my heart. Please save me. I believe that you are alive and that you love me and that you gave your life for me. I believe that because I am asking, you are becoming alive in me right now. You are making me a new creation. I give you my old life while I accept your life. I also make you my Lord. I commit to do what you say with the understanding that you will never burden me with things that I cannot do, but rather you lovingly teach me step by step. Holy Spirit, please also come into my life and empower me with the very power of God, the way that Jesus said you would. Father, thank you for giving your son and making this provision for me so that now I can actually call you Father. If you have just prayed this prayer, we would like to put a couple of things in your hand so that you will get some help on the path of your new life. Simply email the words, I have been saved, to connect@kurtowen.com. Everybody in this ministry will continue to pray for you. We all love you, and we all want you to have a wonderful, wonderful life in God. Welcome to the family of God.
Can't can't find a Christian bookstore? Well, visit our bookstore at WCNO.com, where you will find thousands of items to choose from, including over 1,200 Bibles, communion supplies, resources for pastors, books, educational supplies, clothing, games, and crafts for your